Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
The following is a presentation of the High Spot Podcast. Making their way to the ring, talking about the world of professional wrestling, the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Perga, the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
What is going on, guys? You are listening to the HSP Dynamite Recap Show. I am Jeff Martin alongside the trendsetter Brian Berga, my tag team partner. We are on the unofficial WWE podcast. Follow us on all our social media at High Spot Podcast and on bodyslam.net, and as well as Shining Wizards Network. Trendsetter, we are on the road to All Out. It is this Saturday night. A little late here with the preview show, but better late than never. We got this chance to recap the show, and we're also looking ahead to and previewing All Out. Trendsetter, how you doing on this somewhat rainy, miserable day as we are in September Labor Day weekend? I mean, I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little sad because all great things must come to an end. I mean, this is literally, in my opinion, Jeff, the WrestleMania of AEW right now. All Out, where we should be right now, is we should be in Chicago, Illinois, enjoying a Fuddruckers burger, you know, enjoying the sights and sounds of Chicago, and we're not. And that's what's different about it. That's what makes it a little bit sad. But also, you know, towards the end of the summer, summer went by really fast, as many people know, 2020 summer. A lot of people wishing that 2020 was out the door and saying hello to 2021. But still, regardless of everything we've gone through, it feels like the ending of something, but again, the beginning of something else too, because we have a huge card to talk about, but also a huge buildup in terms of the go-home show too. So, you know, we talked 2 weeks ago, the week before. It seems like AEW right now, even with a two-hour show, Jeff, throws everything at you. So how could you be disappointed? Yeah, and same goes with this show. They threw everything at you because the buildup now to All Out, again, it is this Saturday. You can catch on Bleacher Report Live on Fight TV. It's going to be very interesting. You're right, Trendsetter. We should be there, man. And damn this COVID. Damn this 2020. We're down the home stretch, man. We are close to the end of 2020. We're in September now. And as we head into the fall season, so many things are going to happen now as we start seeing wrestling returning. But AEW, really, you're right. This is kind of their WrestleMania, I believe, because this card will have a chance to be a very memorable one. And towards the end, we'll talk about, you know, it's one rumor that's swirling around that, you know, could or could not happen, but we'll talk about that as well. So we're going to get a rumor in there. So, Trenzler, let's start out, man. So, we are on the road to All Out, and we get an opening match with Santana Ortiz against Best Friends. You know the rivalry has been going on since they destroyed Trent Barreta's mom's, van. So, basically, this is what all about, man. We get another match between these guys, and no different. We get Santana Ortiz, coming out victorious. And this is a match I think these guys, like I said, sometimes the rivalry or the reason why they're fighting maybe sometimes but again, another enjoyable match.
Enjoyable, no question to him. It's nice to see the two losers, or as you call them, best friends, lose to Santana and Ortiz. To me, one of the most underrated but yet highly decorated, in my opinion, tag teams out there, because they've accomplished so much in TNA, or now Impact, as it's called. So you'd think right now they would just continue that momentum. Kind of stalled a little bit, but kind of nice to see them in the thick of things. So if you're right, if this rivalry that was developed off a stupid white van develops a good wrestling match, then hey, mission accomplished, right? And we've talked about how the tag team division, Jeff, is so... there's so much depth in this company when it comes to the tag team division. So there's no doubt in my mind they'll start the show off and they will, steal the show, which they did here in Dynamite, in terms of my opinion. So looking forward to it. But again, you got to get past the two losers. I want Santana Ortiz to have more better competition. I want them out there. I want them going for the gold, my friend.
Yeah, it should be sooner than later as you wind down to 2020. And I think you're starting to see a lot of teams differentiate themselves and kind of distinguish themselves from the pack right now. Mm-hmm. You've got FTR, which is now the clear-cut number one contenders for the tag team titles. You got the Young Bucks that are kind of looking to get back into the their winning ways, and a huge win over
Jurassic Express.
And see what happens when they take on Jurassic Express this weekend at All Out as well, too. So they were able to beat the tag team of Private Party and SCU alongside Jurassic Express. They get the victory. So let's talk about this matchup, Trendsetter, because again, all these tag teams are definitely entertaining. Jurassic Express has tons of potential, and alongside the Young Bucks, who, they came out victorious, Private Party has potential. SCU, to me, is kind of, they're like that veteran tag team right now that, you still want to highlight, but really, should they be put in serious title contention? I really don't think so. So you got a matchup now where at All Out, and we're going to preview this one, All Out, the Young Bucks versus Jurassic Express. This is going to be a spot show. This is going to be well choreographed. This is going to be well done. This is definitely going to be a match worth watching.
It's going to be like a math equation, basically. You're trying to figure out what you're going to do in there with two teams. And that's why I've always loved, Jeff, the psychology when it comes to tag team wrestling. And I know nowadays people will say it's a spot move after move after move. Nothing means anything. But again, it's a different form of wrestling that we've been used to watching. I mean, if you watch WWE, it's non-existent. You watch New Japan, it's strong style. See Mexico, it's the Lucha Libre style. So I think what the great thing about AEW is, because you have so many different type of teams, like you mentioned, a lot of them have their own identities. A lot of them have their own way of doing things. So it's just cool to see that blend combine of it. So now if we're talking specifically about the Young Bucks and Jurassic Express, you're right. Jurassic Express has a ton of potential, a ton of momentum. But ultimately right now, it's really hard. As much as we do have the tag team champions of Kenny Omega and Adam Hangman Page, when he doesn't have a cup of beer in his hand, they are probably the best team they have right now. And they're two individual stars who were never supposed to be a team. So definitely looking forward to it, and when it comes to psychology, anything and everything is on the table.
Yeah, definitely trendsetter, and again, we'll get
Did that make any sense?
Yeah, and so as we head over now to the Women's Championship that's on the line at All Out, it's going to be Thunder Rosa and Hikaru Shida.
Yep.
Thunder Rosa is in action. They advertise the heck out of this because I'm guessing it's a special occasion when the NWA Women's Champion wrestles on Dynamite. So she wrestles Serena Deeb, former coach on the NXT brand, and also, of course, formerly with the Straight Edge Society with CM Punk. She gets the opportunity. She's a seasoned veteran. This is a really good match. Kind of displaying Thunder Rosa before her high-profile match at All Out. And here we go, man. This is, to me, a very important matchup going into All Out between Shida and Thunder Rosa, because a lot at stake here, mostly the reputation of the AEW women's division, because last week we kind of you know, were not really happy with the matchup that we saw with Big Swole, Penelope Ford, Reba, Reba, Rebel, whatever, and, you know...
It's a Rebel, Jeff.
Yeah, and with Britt Baker watching in the corner, it just was not anything that was, you know, worthwhile watching. So... Do you think it's a very important night for this women's division? I believe so. I think this is a huge night for Kenny and the female division, and I think that they found two people here could actually make this maybe steal the show here, because I really think I really think that they can here.
Steal the show. That's a great mindset to have, Jeff. It's wishful thinking, in my opinion. You know, let's be honest here. Well, I mean, there's a lot to there's a lot to look at in this in terms of what's at stake, you know.
We're looking at the women's division in total.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Don't look at it.
Look at its natural environment.
And not in its entire... Look at its entire totalitarianism.
Yeah, I couldn't say that word. So you're a better man than I am. But let's be honest, Jeff. What's really at stake here isn't necessarily, in my opinion, what's supposedly on the line in the AEW Women's Championship. It's really not just the AEW Women's Division, but also the NWA Women's Division as well. I mean, you're looking at a company that hasn't really been able to do anything. They stopped taping, so... It's a nice partnership and nice potential of what could possibly be, not just in the women's division, but if any of NWA and TNA and AEW,
AEW. So many letters
together.
There, huh?
Exactly. I'm clustered here. But it'd be a great partnership, but a lot's at stake in terms of the partnership and also in terms of the division. I mean, if you have your top woman in AEW against your top female in the NWA, they both got to come out looking good. If they come out looking terrible and this match is a train wreck, which, hey, I hate to say it, but it does have the potential of being that way because, as we've seen, you know, I'll be honest here, it's not throwing any shade on Thunder Rosa at all, but, you know, I saw her match and I wasn't that entirely impressed. Timing just seems to be really off when I see women's matches right now, and that seems to be a thing that still has not been addressed by Kenny Omega or whoever is working with the women on that roster. So if I see something similar or better than what I've seen in the last couple of weeks, or in this case months, from AEW Dynamite or AEW Dark, I'll be a happy camper and I'll say that's a success. But there's a lot more than the AEW Championship on the line here. The pressure's there. They want this moment. They've built it up to be this big. You better hit it out of the park, because if you don't, it's going to be really, really difficult to come back from it, in my opinion.
And so now, one of the key things to AEW has always been, to me, the buy-in show. And the buy-in show kind of maybe, you know, for the people that are deciding whether I want to get this pay-per-view, it's kind of get those last-minute people that want to watch it. But here's my issue, Trendsetter. You've got a match here in Britt Baker versus Big Swole, where while I'm impressed with Britt Baker's, you know, evolution into this role model, and Big Swole is very definitely well-known in the independent scene and, you know, can, you know, fend for herself, you really are going going to put this matchup as the buy-in, the lead-in to your big event in a tooth and nail match. So this week we saw them trying to get the upper hand on Big Swole, delivering a pizza. Rebel was dressed as a pizza delivery person.
Rebel.
I know. I'm just going along with the joke, man.
No,
I'm just going along with the joke.
Don't insult that beautiful name.
So basically, it's a sneak attack from behind and the lockjaw applied on Big Swole. And, of course, you can't top it off without getting pizza rubbed in your face.
At least it wasn't Chicago-style pizza.
No,
that's really bad.
That could actually really burn.
Yeah.
So, Trendsetter, you're putting all your chips in here. You want people to tune in to All Out, and you're putting this matchup as the buy-in. Now, I really kind of have a problem with it because they really got to hit the mark, I believe. It's not make or break because if you're going to buy the pay-per-view, you're going to buy the pay-per-view. But to have this be your first match, it's kind of a little shaky ground there, Trendsetter, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, it might be the deciding or the undeciding factor for some people who are just kind of wondering whether they want to get it or not. But, Jeff, in all honesty here, if you're not into wanting to get AEW All Out now and you're dictating from the buy-in show whether you want to see it or not, here's the thing. Don't buy it then, because the mere fact you've been waiting this long to do it means you're not interested. So you know what? Stop wasting the time and don't waste your own time to do it. The interesting thing about this is I get your point in terms of you're using this show as the standard of to convince you whether to see it or not would be terrible, but I don't think that's the case. I think the case is in terms of the card positioning. Hey, I'm not a booker here, but I don't know if I would want two women's matches on my main show, which is All Out. So no offense to Britt Baker, no offense to Big Swole, and it's not supposed to be something offensive. It's just the logistics of it that you're going to position them in that way too, because right now, as much as Britt Baker has been interesting, probably the most entertaining thing on AEW, especially in the women's division.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since she's been in the ring. And one of the things prior to her getting injured, taking this time off, and then reestablishing and reinventing herself, which she's done a marvelous job at doing, Jeff, still, one of her biggest things was her in-ring performance. And, you know, speaking prior to her arriving to AEW, there was a lot of pressure on her, a lot of pressure that she was the first female signed to AEW. Mm-hmm. So she had a lot to live up to. And unfortunately, she wasn't living up to it. The pressure was getting to her. The fans were turning against her. So now the pressure's back on Britt Baker, because now you've done an amazing job here of selling yourself as this person that people want to actually pay money to see you lose and get destroyed by Big Swole. So the pressure isn't on Big Swole. It's on Britt Baker to dictate this match and make it entertaining. So hopefully she can live up to that. And hopefully she can continue on and allow herself to evolve not just as a talent, as a character, but in-ring performer. So I don't look at this match as dictating whether you're going to buy it or not. I look at it more as, can Britt Baker take that next step?
Another thing that I love about All Out is the Casino Battle Royale. It's
21.
21 of
Blackjack.
The best.
Sorry.
Of AEW's best. It will compete for a chance.
You know, I've never played that. We've gone to the casinos. We've been to
I played it
Fox
once. I played
Hoods,
it a couple
we've been
times.
To the MGM. We've been to the Hard Rock. We've been to Caesars, where Julius Caesar does not live, by the way, in Las Vegas. Thank you, Hangover. But no, I've never played it before. Have you been successful at that?
I played a little bit, but again, I don't remember. So I believe I won.
I
believe one hand or two hands I've won. And again, I don't really play, you know, to go crazy. So I think I just, you know, cashed out once I won the one hand. So, but
so
I digress.
Even,
I digress. Trendsetter. Nobody cares if I broke even. So. A lot of names here, Trendsetter. This is probably the most star-studded Casino Battle Royal that they've had. And
well, say it right. It's Royale. Not
Royale.
Royale.
Okay, I apologize.
This is the
Royale.
WWE.
So, to me, there's only two people here that I see that they've pushed, and the story's been circling around Brian Cage and Lance Archer. Team Taz comes out this week. Again, they're proclaiming that it's going to be either Ricky Starks or Brian Cage. You've got a lot of factions here. You got the Lucha Bros, and you've got the Butcher and the Blade. The Butcher and the Blade. Hi ho, the Mario. The Butcher and the Blade. Of course, Eddie
Kingston.
Cheese
stands alone.
There you go. Eddie Kingston.
Hi ho, the Mario. The cheese. Oh, sorry.
Eddie Kingston's faction will you know, is part of there too. But they've circled around it being Brian Cage and Lance Archer. And to me, I think that one of these guys will come out successful. We'll give our predictions at the end of the show, but Do you think that, and again, I believe that that's what they're building on. Do you think it's around them, or any, are there any like maybe dark horses in this one that we're not really paying attention to?
Well, I hate agreeing with you, but I think you're right, though. I think it's really just focused on Brian Cage and Lance Hoyt, in this case, that I'm calling him, because he hasn't lived up to the name Lance Archer, because AEW has done a terrible job, you know. And hey, I'm being fair here. Jeff and I are fair. We're not always boasting and saying, oh, all the wonderful things that AEW has done. I think they've missed the ball completely on Lance Archer from the moment he arrived and the buildup he had gotten, the great promos that Jake Roberts did, to where he is right now. Again, he could save it if he wins it or not, but I think it's between Lance Hoyt and I'll call him Lance Archer if he wins the Battle Royale, but it's between those two, Cage and Lance. And ultimately, with the other ones, I don't really see anything happening there, but it's nice that they're intertwining the storylines. And, you know, Eddie Kingston now is developing his faction. You've got Ricky Starks, and then you got, you know, your favorite wrestler,
Darby
Allin.
Don't call me Darby.
Yeah. It's Darby. So yeah, all these things are intertwined. So it's also showcasing the depth of not just tag teams in AEW, but also stables and factions that has been kind of a dying breed in wrestling now. I don't really see a lot of them much anymore. They usually elevate one particular person, but in this case, you have a lot of individuals that are trying to find an identity. You got the Dark Order as the leading stable out there, so it's kind of like a battle of stables and battle of teams out there. So nice to see them intertwine. Interesting is that you're right, it's a star-studded lineup in terms of talent there, so really excited about that. But come on, it's got to be Brian or Lance.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people in there, and then you got to take Eddie Kingston's faction.
And what annoys me the most is the FTW title's not on the line.
Well, also,
it's not being defended.
Also, too, here, there's no TNT championship on the line. You know, it's not going to be defended. It is star-studded. It is a nice card. Could it be a little bit better? Little tweaks here and there, yes. But still, you're getting about four or five good matches that have been really well promoted here. Mm-hmm. So this Casino Battle Royale trendsetter, we'll get our predictions towards the end. But again, this is a very star-studded, and it is revolving around two people in Brian Cage and Lance Archer. I'll call him Archer because hopefully this is the beginning of you know, bigger things to come for him and Jake Roberts. So, talking about that trendsetter, moving on. Listen, last week we talked about it. Matt Hardy and Sammy Guevara match got totally disrespected, totally crapped on because they decided to go picture in picture throughout the whole thing.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
They did some crazy spots. Sammy Guevara maybe lost two of his nine lives because he did some crazy stuff throwing himself at these tables. And we didn't even get any sound. We didn't get anything whatsoever. We saw the ending and we were like, wow, man, the picture-in-picture didn't do it justice. There were some things that they could have done differently where they could have given this the time it deserves. Well, trendsetter, we're getting this matchup at All Out. It's going to be a broken rules match, Matt Hardy versus Sammy Guevara. And if Matt Hardy loses, then he leaves AEW. I find that very hard to believe, but I really am happy though that these guys are going to get some time at All Out, because what happened last week was really, you know, I don't really have bad things to say about AEW, but they kind of really needed to make things right, because that match deserved more than just being picture in picture.
Fool me once, Jeff, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, just get the hell out of here because I don't want to see it anymore. In terms of Matt Hardy and the stipulation in the match, I think we will see the last of Matt Hardy. I really do. I think his in-ring career is limited at best in terms of, yeah, could he always come back? He could always come back. But I just think if he's going to contribute anything to AEW, in my opinion, it's going to be more of a behind-the-stage or a valet type of scenario, manager type scenario, because he's a valet. You know, he's broken, Jeff. He can go any way, right? But honestly, I think this is really all for Sammy Guevara. It has to be. They missed the ball on the first one when they went picture-to-picture on AEW Dynamite. This is the ability to showcase him in a different light, meaning that he's not just the pretty boy, the guy that has 12 packs or 18 packs, and I hate him for that. I hated him before that, but I hate him even more for that. So it really has the ability of showcasing and elevating the star level of a guy like Sammy, because let's be honest, Matt's been there. He's been there. He's done that. He's had his moment. He had his time in the spotlight. Now it's time for Sammy to be there, and hopefully he's not coming out with cue cards anymore. I'm sick of that, honestly. You know, I'm sure the guys say, hey, you got 15 seconds, and then after that you got 2 more minutes to go. But, you know, that won't happen here. Hopefully not. So, yeah, I think it's huge pitted on Sammy to elevate himself to that next level, to see if he can be a TNT champion, right? To see if he could possibly be, who knows, in the tag team division. Maybe you could partner up with Chris Jericho. They're great as a team. I think they're undefeated as a team right now. So it's great for him, and it's great for his ability to distinguish himself separately from the inner circle rather than just being the young Spanish god or Chris Jericho's buddy. So I see it happening in that light. Huge, huge opportunity for Sammy.
Mimosa Mayhem match is this Saturday.
You're looking forward to this, aren't you,
Tom? Oh, really, really am, because I think that Chris Jericho has made a star in Orange Cassidy. Yes, I really give credit for Orange Cassidy for putting in the hard work and getting to this point. He has gotten over. He's done something that we didn't think was possible. Most people didn't think was possible, and that's get himself over. And Chris Jericho has helped leaps and bounds for that to happen, you know, sooner than later. And we get the third installment this Saturday. A lot of interaction. You had Chris Jericho just completely annihilate Joey Janela, and I'm pretty sure Joey Janela right now is like, what did I sign here for? Because I don't even think Joey Janela expected this what was going to be in store for him. Before this ever happened, before he ever signed, he was his indie darling. He was doing a lot of things with GCW, really was doing the Joey Janela spring breaks, really was catching the eye of the wrestling fan and doing his thing. I don't think we've seen the real Joey Janela here. Maybe we see it down the road. I don't think he's happy. I think the only reason he's happy is because he's allowed to do the other promotions that he wants to do. But, I mean, maybe I'm just more angry than even Joey Janela is, because right now I just don't see what Joey Janela, you know, really signed up for. It's been, to me, a huge disappointment. He gets destroyed, murdered by Chris Jericho here. Sonny Kiss at the end comes to try to help out, but then you got Jack Hagar there in the ring, and then, another interaction with Orange Cassidy. And here we go, folks. Saturday, it is the Mimosa Mayhem match, where you can either win by submission, pinfall, or throw your opponent in a large batch of mimosa, which is basically champagne and orange juice. And it's a little bit of the bubbly and a little bit of freshly squeezed OJ, trendsetter. So smartly done. Really, I mean, it should be entertaining. It should be probably something that Jericho's really, you know, thought up of. This is his match. Him and Cassidy, I think, are going to do gold. I think we'll be talking about this one during the Labor Day weekend while we're eating burgers on Monday. We'll be like, oh my God, that Jericho match and Cassidy match was awesome. First, your thoughts, though. I really want to hear your thoughts on, do you agree with me about Joey Janela? And then secondly, this anticipation this past week for this match, man, I really want to see it. This is the match I'm looking forward to watching the most.
And it's something I don't really do a lot on the show, Jeff, just to give you credit. And I'll give you credit on this. You were born with a heart. And God bless you for that, Jeff. You know,
for feeling for Joey?
Yeah, for feeling for Joey. you have a heart for a guy like Joey Janela, the bad boy. And I don't. I don't have a heart for Joey Janela at all. I do not feel one sense of pity for him. Because not only is he going home to a nice paycheck every single time he goes out there, plus he can also do the other independent shows that he's been so well known for. he's going home to something pretty special as well.
Oh, you know? Lovely, so Brandi Lauren, who signed with NXT, by the way.
Yeah, so Jeff, how can I feel sorry?
Yeah, you're right.
For Joey Janela,
he's got it. He's got it.
He's got it. He's showing up. He's doing the best he can.
For it either.
But not just that, Jeff. Added on to this, Jeff. Look, Joey Janela. You cannot say it to me, Jeff, with a straight face. Look at me when I'm talking to you. You cannot say it to me with a straight face, Jeff, that Joey Janela has not been given opportunity. And the one thing that I say that broke the camel's back, or the straw that broke the camel's back, I mean, I'm bad at analogies like this, but what I'm trying to say is he had an opportunity with Cody. And there was a spot where he had to jump on top of the ramp and do a somersault or a moonsault. He could barely jump and ruin the spot. He's had opportunities with great guys to showcase what he could do. He's worked with Kenny. He's worked with Cody. He's worked with Jericho. The mere fact that he's been unable to showcase himself as a quote-unquote wrestler, and not the kind of style that he's used to, we've seen him in Independence, and hey, I give him 100% credit for, it takes a real man or guts, or in this case, stupidity, depending on who you're asking, to be able to do something like that. So I give him 100% credit for doing that. But
there you go.
It hasn't gotten you to where you are, because sometimes at the end of the day, you have to leave what you've done in the past, and you have to take your game to the next level. In my opinion, not Cody, but Joey has not been able to do that. Maybe through no fault of his own. Maybe it's bad circumstances, bad booking. But at the end of the day, when you have an opportunity to work with guys like Cody, to work with guys like Kenny, to work with guys like Chris Jericho, and you're still unable to bring your game to that next level, who's the blame here? Do I have to feel sorry for him? I don't. In terms of the Mimosa match, I'm really interested in it because you know why? It's just something different. How many times, Jeff, do we go on, you know, on the High Spot podcast whenever we do it? And,
exactly.
You know, whenever we do it and talk about how, you know, we talked about how there need to be something different, that we wanted an alternative. We now, for God's sake, finally our wish was granted by whatever genie you believe in terms that we have an alternative now in AEW. We had it in Ring of Honor. We had it in New Japan. We had it with Impact, but it wasn't the same thing. This is a little bit different. Also, the same thing, too, is that everything gets copied over and over again, right? How many times do you see the same version of a match, but it's just named something differently? There's never been a Mimosa Mayhem match ever. Yeah. So this is interesting. You're right. The creativity with Chris and then the scenario with Orange Cassidy, the freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy, and the little bit of the bubbly combined together, you not only get Mimosa, Jeff, but you get gold. So I am definitely looking forward to this match. Not because it's going to be a 7-star Dave Meltzer is going to give it, you know, 7 or 12 stars. It's just going to be interesting because, you know, it's something we've never seen before, so we're kind of interested in how it's going to pan out, basically.
We still can't get over Hangman Page turning his back on the Elite and being thrown out of the Elite right during the show. Mm-hmm. And a very passionate Matt Jackson and Nick Jackson, and they really were all business this week on AEW Dynamite in their victory over SCU and Private Party. So you've got a serious young buck team that's heading into All Out and taking on Jurassic Express, because that was the stipulations that the team that won would face each other at All Out.
Yeah.
You've got this tag team title match where you finally, in the show, on the episode, you got to see FTR for what they were.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They've basically told, Adam Page that he's an insecure little, and you know what? And I'm really interested in this because I think when you say those words, when you say the four-letter curses, right? The F this or the S or, the S
cheap
that.
Heat.
Yeah.
It's cheap heat.
It works, and it works in this scenario because it really emphasizes and it actually shows the man that FTR have been playing Adam Page all along. And, Kenny Omega is not really forgiving of Adam Page for doing what he did last week with the Bucks, saying, hey, listen, you got to live up with your mistakes and all that stuff. So, really, Hangman Page is now on his own little island, which I think he's better for it because at the end of the day, Hangman Page really has to look out for himself. And this title run, this tag team title run with Kenny Omega, seems to me that it's going to culminate at All Out because I just don't think with everything that Hangman Page is going through, he really hasn't had a chance to open up, really haven't heard his side. Stuff is boiling inside him and he's going to be frustrated. And I think, unfortunately, he's going to let it out on the wrong person. So I'll tell you, on what's going to happen there too when we do the predictions coming up shortly. But, you're looking at this one, man. You really saw FTR now for who they were. And you see them kind of speak the truth a little bit in this segment here. Tully Blanchard just keeps instigating as well. And right now, to me, the cohesive unit is FTR and not Hangman and Kenny Omega because there is a lot of underlying stuff there. And can they put that aside and pick up another win against FTR, a team that's been tag teaming for years? Right? So this is going to be really interesting to see, and this is why this whole storyline has been really well done, well played out, and finally Hangman Page has been told exactly what everyone in the Elite and especially in FTR think of him. He's an insecure SH, well, you know what, trendsetter.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, let me talk about Tully Blanchard here. The only thing that guy's ever been good at, Jeff, and I've repeated this several
getting
times. Getting dressed quick.
Yep.
That's it. And the fact that he walked down.
I used to do that well.
Yeah.
I used to do that well.
Oh, I used to do that well for the opposite reasons. I was always late for school. I'm always late for everything, so I'm always dressing really quickly. But it has nothing to do with the other side of it, why Tully was doing it. But, that's one thing about Tully. So just stick to getting dressed, Tully. That's your job. as for FTR, Jeff, honestly, we knew this was who they were right from the beginning. I wasn't buying in, and unfortunately, because you have a heart, you bought in the fact that, hey, maybe they turned over a new leaf. Maybe they, they want to be those good guys in AEW and showcase their, sportsmanship and all that nonsense. I didn't buy it for one second. But as you said, FTR showcased who they truly are, which, was no surprise to me. It seems now I have to kind of retract a little bit here because now it seems like Adam's really showcasing who he really is. That the insecurities that were developing after he lost the AEW championship to Chris Jericho, we thought were way past him because, he started getting that chip on his shoulder. He started getting a little grittier. Started saying, this is mine. I can take this.
A few weeks ago, he had confidence.
I could take the bull by the reins or the horse by the reins, whatever you want
to
do.
Wow, you're really bad with analogies, trendsetter. I mean, you suck. I'm not going to lie.
Anyway, so
bull by the horns, by the way.
I know, Jeff. Mm-hmm. That's the point. Mm-hmm. It's called a shtick. It's called an act. You should try it one time, instead of being so serious and taking everything to heart, for God's sake.
I could say all the time, too,
You do anyway. But it really showcased a different side of Adam in terms of side that, has the insecurity. It seems like things are going to boil over. I don't know if it's going to happen necessarily All Out right now. I'm always, Jeff, for the slow payoff. We've seen it enough in WWE now where they're trying to do it with Bayley and Sasha, right? In this case right now, it just can go in so many different directions that why would you want to do it at All Out? Maybe give us a little preview of what
why
might
not
happen.
At All Out? You said it's the WrestleMania, so why not see the culmination? He was very close at Double or Nothing to really showing his true colors. So we've seen everybody's true colors. We've seen a little bit of Adam Page's true colors. Are we going to see everything come out of Adam Page at All Out? That's the main question, man.
But that's the funny thing. You're saying that's the main question. We're spending this much time talking about Adam Page. But what about the main factor that everybody's ignoring? I mean, if you watched episodes of Being the Elite, God bless you if you can get through it.
It's tough, man.
But there's one particular scene that I saw. Maybe it was last week or the week before his episode where the one thing that's not being talked about a lot is Kenny right now.
Mm.
And everybody's like, oh, they're waiting for Adam Snap. Well, what about Kenny? he could be keeping things cool and calm, but we all know, Jeff, you know, he might be like that volcano. Everything is nice on the surface, but underneath there's that rumbling, and I remember seeing him having those sunglasses on towards the end of one of the episodes of Being the Lead, and I was like, oh my God, that's the cleaner. Holy crap, the inner demons of Kenny Omega as being this nice guy, you know, gentleman's bet in terms of a match is kind of going at the door. We might see this version of the clean that we, you know, you and I have been wanting to see ever since he signed with AEW and left New Japan Pro Wrestling. Maybe that might be the deciding factor. But the best thing about this whole thing, Jeff, no matter any way you slice it up and put it in whatever direction you want to put it in, is that all these storylines are intertwined within themselves. So whether Adam acts up or it's Kenny or the Young Bucks, it's just intriguing to see what's going to happen. And, I mean, you can't lose. You have FTR against Kenny and Adam, who, although are individual single stars, to me have been the best team right now in AEW.
So let's start with our picks right now, Trendsetter, and I think my voice just cracked there, and puberty's hitting really late for me. All right, so let's go with the picks, Trendsetter. We got Kenny Omega and Hangman Page against FTR for the AEW World Tag Team titles. We just talked about it here. We went into full length of dissecting this and all the angles of, you know, FTR showing their true colors. Adam Page really show all of it, and Kenny Omega, you know, hasn't shown a lot. What's going to happen, Trent? So are we going to get new World Tag Team Champions?
Well, my decision will be the winner and hashtag still AEW World Tag Team Champions, Kenny Omega and Adam Hangman Page.
Yeah, I'm going to go with FTR here just because I see that the riff is boiling, and I think it's going to come to head it all out, Trendsetter. AEW Women's Championship, Hikaru Shida against the NWA Women's World Champion, Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa has really made her presence known here. They really pushed her, you know, I would say to the moon here. And it's basically Thunder Rosa having a chance to take that Women's Championship from Hikaru Shida, one of the few bright spots in the AEW Women's Division.
I want to go with the surprise. I want to go with the shock in terms of Thunder Rosa, but I got to stick with Shida. Shida will retain her AEW Women's Championship.
I believe that as well. I think Shida will outlast Thunder Rosa. The Mimosa Mayhem match, Trendsetter. Who's going to be? Listen. No one is losing this in pinfall or submission. We want to see someone dripped and thrown into that batch of Mimosa, which is the champagne and the freshly squeezed orange juice, Trendsetter. Who's going down?
I've spent a lot of nights going through my analytics here. Going through my fantasy books in terms of my fantasy booking for a match like this. It's tough, man. It's tough.
Let's go, Trendsetter. We got the AC off here, but and I'm sweating here. I'm sweating my balls off for the fans.
See, now you're seeing the truth.
I did it
Scoundrel
again.
Scoundrel Jeff
again.
Martin.
It's what happens when
he's in 70-degree weather or above.
It's what happens when you don't turn on the AC.
Fickle mood. I think right now it's the rubber match. It just makes the most sense. You have a star in the making that they've made and they've established and invested so much time into. Orange Cassidy's throwing Chris Jericho into the Mimosa.
Yes.
And he will drown a very happy man.
Yep, I agree with you there, Trendsetter. I really think this is to make Orange Cassidy a star. Nothing's going to be funnier than seeing how Jericho reacts when he gets thrown into a Mimosa. That should be quite the sight. At All Out, Trendsetter. The 21-man battle, Casino Royale. I'm going to go here that it's going to be Lance Archer. I think Lance Archer will come out a new man. I think that he will get that push that he deserves in the next coming weeks. He'll be a threat to any title right now in AEW in the next coming weeks. So I'm going to go all in on Lance Archer.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
See, I'm in between two. I'm in between Ricky Starks and Darby Allin. Nah, I'm joking. Lance Archer will finally live up to the potential that he should have had in AEW if they didn't use him incorrectly. So I see him winning this, changing from Lance Hoyt to Lance Archer. He will win the Battle Royale.
If you had to pick a dark horse and not one of those two, who would it be? Have they developed a character there well enough that could pull off the upset and not be Lance Archer or Brian Cage?
I think they've developed characters well, but not well enough to overlook Cage and Lance Archer right now, because it's pinned around it. Around those two right now. If it were anybody else, I don't know if it would be a dark horse, but it would be more of a disappointment. To me, it would be more of a missed opportunity, because let's say Darby, for example, you give it to him, and I know how you feel about him, but if you give it to him, I think it would just be a waste of that moment. Not that Darby Allin doesn't deserve a moment similar to that, but I think if you're trying to build momentum for the heavyweight division right now, Lance or Brian are your best bets. But again, I've already seen Brian against a guy like, for example, Jon Moxley. So I don't know if that would work. I would like to see what would happen if Lance Archer was in that position. So I think it's really built for Lance, in my opinion.
Remember, the winner will get a shot at the AEW World Championship at a future date. So a lot of stakes here in the 21-man battle Casino Royale, Trendsetter. The Young Bucks in a tag team match against Lucha Express. We talked about it before. Really going to be entertaining match. You're going to be all over the place here. But you know what? The Young Bucks mean business ever since that Hangman Page kind of turned their back and they got their eyes set to me on those tag team titles now. I think they're in all business mode. I think they're going to get the win here.
Yeah, I don't think Jurassic Express could...
Well, how are they geriatric, though? They're not old.
Nah, you're right about that. But it's an old bit here in terms of us talking about it. You know what? The dinosaurs are extinct for a reason, Jeff. You know, show their extinction and all out.
I like
When the Young Bucks, the new focused, all business Young Bucks, take care of business and defeat Jurassic Express.
Broken rules match, Matt Hardy versus Sammy G, Sammy Guevara. Listen, like you said before, this was made for Sammy Guevara to get over. I don't think that at the end of the day, Matt Hardy goes away. I think maybe Matt Hardy, that character, goes away and we get, you know, another version of Matt Hardy, because we know there's about 5 million of them. I've only seen about 46 so far in AEW so far. So I think Sammy Guevara here gets the win. And I don't think we see the last of Matt Hardy. I think we see the last of this version of Matt Hardy.
Yeah, so yeah, I agree. Version 25 will be done in AEW and move on to version 26. And yeah, Sammy Guevara will end up victorious in this one.
Buy-in match, Trendsetter, Britt Baker versus Big Swole. Who you got in this?
You know, I want to say Big Swole because she's gone through a lot of stuff to get to it, but I think you've just done so much, and as much as it'd be nice to see Britt Baker get her you-know-what kicked, I think Britt Baker's coming out victorious in this one.
Yeah, same thing. I think Britt Baker, no pun intended, is on a roll right now.
I hope it's not a wrestling match. I hope it's a fight. That's what I want to see, a fight, basically.
Do the nail match, Trendsetter. And then, Trendsetter, we focus all now on the main event, MJF and Jon Moxley.
Ooh.
You see MJF there with the main event being his lawyer, Max Sterling, against Jon Moxley, with the paradigm shift being in effect so Jon Moxley could use it. This is without a doubt, Trendsetter. This was a blowout. This was just a destruction of Max Sterling, and basically leading into saying, hey, listen, the paradigm shift, you know, I'm not going to use it at All Out, but I'm definitely going to use it in this matchup. Moxley gets the victory, but at the end of the day, it's a tremendous, you know, man, what can I say? What word can I say? It was a destruction of John Moxley at the end, because MJF really, really, you know, pounded him, you know, busted him open.
He busted him open, yeah. he did.
Yeah. You get your mind out of the gutter.
I did it. And you went there, not me. Don't put it me. Just because I do stuff for ABN and Exotica, stop throwing that at me. I do Adventures of Trendsetter
stuff. Nine innings. He pounded me for nine innings. Anyway, Trendsetter.
Okay. Using that baseball analogy now. You're better at them than I am.
Yeah. So, listen, man. Usually, the heel at the end of the match for the go home show gets the upper hand. So, what happens here, Trendsetter? Are we ready to see 25 years of MJF, or is it we're gonna have to wait? Because I really think at the end of the day, John Moxley, the number one rated pro wrestling illustrated top 500 number one guy, is still gonna walk out of All Out as a champion.
Yeah, it's hard to decide, because you would think if MJF becomes victorious, I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't be against it, because it'd be something exciting.
It would be the right time, though, because Moxie is on such – I can't even talk English. He's on such a – he's the, you know, the best wrestler in the world, number one. He's had the longest reigning he's held the title for the longest time. I can't talk right now.
That's a long night.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about it. So everything's on course here for Moxley being the guy. He's at his peak. Do you switch it, or do you continue riding John Moxley?
Boy, just it didn't go well either. You keep riding John Moxley. You ride him till it's raw, man. You really do. You ride it till
you ride it till he says, "Get no more."
Can't take no more, man.
Can't take no more, Governor.
No, to all joking aside here, Governor. Is I just think, you know, as much as I want to see MJF win, and I think that'd be a huge, huge launching pad for him to do that, and what place to do it better than All Out, right? And the way they've built up this rivalry, oh my God, that would be amazing. But I just think right now, I just have this feeling that AEW wants to put the brunt of the company on John Moxley's shoulders. How long he can keep doing it physically, I don't know. He's even said he doesn't even think he has 18 months left in him. But I think because we're starting to get audience members back into the shows and in attendance, I think they want that opportunity to have that during his run. And that's why I have John Moxley winning this one. Everything inside me says MJF should walk out of this as the champion, but I just feel it's not going to happen. I feel John Moxley is going to come out victorious, and that would set up, if Lance Archer would win the Battle Royale, that would set up a match between Lance Archer and John Moxley, which, man, that would be pretty interesting to watch too.
You know what this reminds me of? And I maybe I shouldn't use his name here, but I will, because it's what's on my mind. It's what I'm thinking about, so why not say it, right? Mm-hmm. Last couple of weeks, you've played – we love when WWE used to do those hype videos, right? And we even talked about Weather Barber today. Those hype videos made you, like, go crazy for this matchup 10 times, like 100 times. When you watch the pay-per-view, you go for it. You play me the Rock versus Benoit match. It was that Fully Loaded, right?
Yes.
And, man, it's that anticipation where the heel has come out on top in every single way. And then at the end of the day, you know, he gets the best of the Rock, and then he's like, he wants to make the Rock squeal, right? And you're thinking, man, it makes so much sense for the heel to walk away as a champion here at Fully Loaded. And Benoit actually did walk away with the championship until Mick Foley restarted the match, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're going to get the tease, and you're going to decide that, hey, MJF is most certainly can handle it and be the man. But I think that it's just not the time right now. I think that Moxley has a lot more to do with that belt, and I think that they're going to keep the title on him.
But you just said it yourself there. You're kind of contradicting yourself a little bit. You just said, if not now, when? Because it's not getting any hotter right now for MJF than it is right now.
You're right. If you wanted to do it, you could do it and have no issue with it. But are they going to fully pull the trigger on it with Moxley being so hot and having an opportunity to maybe get into another rivalry, maybe with a Lance Archer, and still carry it for a few more months, build it up more so that we can see maybe MJF and Moxley again somewhere down the road and do it? I don't know, but I'm going to lean toward it being Moxley walking away as a champion.
Okay, quick math.
The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
One last thing before we move on from that and close the show. If I was giving you the option, Jeff, you make the choice. You make the decision here. It's your booking. And we'll go in any direction you want to go in. Who do you got, Moxley or MJF? And if when you pick whoever you want, then we'll go forward from there. Who would you pick and why? You already gave your prediction of who you think is, what you think is going to happen. But in this case, who would you book winning this match?
All right. I'm not going to BS you. I'm not going to give you the political answer here. I would put it on MJF. I put it on MJF because you can have Moxley chase MJF and people want to see the babyface get that title back, especially MJF, who can definitely do a good job playing the douche with the title, right? But at the end of the day, they could pull the trigger some other time. And give it to MJF at a later date, because right now, coming off being the number one ranked wrestler in the world, according to PWI, Pro Wrestling Insider, Pro Wrestling Illustrated. I think it's a little too early, and I think they're going to leave it on Moxie. But if I were booking it, I would give it to MJF.
Okay, fair enough, man.
Yep. So I've got, even though I would give it to MJF, I got Moxie. How about you?
Yeah, I got Moxley, and again, everything inside me says to, you know, give it to MJF and see what he can do with it now. But I just don't think that's going to happen. I just think right now AEW is fully invested into a guy like John Moxley, and that's the direction they're going to go in. I'm not saying I disagree with it, but I'm saying my gut, I would probably do what you just did. I would probably say, hey, let's give it to MJF. Let's see what the kid has. Because you know what? Even if MJF wasn't successful with it, how many people are really successful in the first title reign? How many people are really successful in terms of, you know, Randy Orton was the youngest world champion out there too?
He'd be successful because he's a heel. He's going at it as a heel. So he doesn't have to really, you know, put people in phase, you know, put people in.
No, I get it, but in terms of people coming to their full potential, yeah, or into their prime, theoretically, he's not there yet. Although he's so far ahead of it, you know, even if it wasn't like a successful, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be successful. You couldn't hold it on him, and I'm sure you have another opportunity to get that and learn so much, because it's different to say you want to be the champion, Jeff, to say you want to be the leader, to say you want to carry the ball for 25 years, but until you actually have that opportunity to see what it's like and to feel that pressure, you're never going to know.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. It's going to be really interesting what happens. That's why if you're here available and not doing anything on Labor Day weekend and you have a chance to watch All Out, definitely do so this Saturday night. We'll see if the Trentson and I pull the trigger and watch it, whatever like that. But it's going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be awesome. And if JR was saying at the end of the day, he's like, buy it because we want to entertain you. So that was really tough to see. JR pander there the last few seconds there before AEW went off the air, but so be it, trendsetter. And I want to close on one last thing, and that is AEW All Out is this Labor Day, guys. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Really want to thank you for being with us here on this adventure on the AEW Dynamite Recap Show. It's awesome to do this. Looking forward to All Out this Saturday, trendsetter. And the one thing I want to close out with is Brock Lesnar is a free agent. Is it now time for AEW to fire the first legitimate salvo and just back up the Brinks truck and have Brock Lesnar as a member of AEW? Because we know Brock Lesnar is about the cash, and how interesting would it be if Brock Lesnar shows up at All Out? He is a free agent, man.
He is a free agent, and what that would do for the company in terms of a standpoint of putting them theoretically, quote-unquote, on the map would be amazing. So for a lot of people that I've heard say they don't want Brock Lesnar in AEW, they don't want to even touch him because he's a WWE guy, and for all the stuff in terms of, yeah, he's only going to be there a certain amount of time, and you're going to take away from the other young talent out there. Your main goal, in my opinion, hey, I've never run a company before in my life ever. But if we're going to put logic behind this, guys, Brock Lesnar equals one thing. Besides what you're going to give him, he equals money. He equals notoriety. He equals drawing
mainstream
people.
Mainstream media attention. And that is something that you that is absolutely priceless, trendsetter.
It's priceless.
Do
and
it.
If you theoretically want to be the alternative, and not necessarily put the WWE out of business, but be on that same level as the WWE now, to acquire somebody of Brock Lesnar's status would be huge for AEW, and would also, in my opinion, if that were to happen and people were to see it, and it could give the inclination to other people, wow, if Brock went over there, now maybe I could go over there instead of going to WWE. And maybe most people's dreams might be like down the road. I'm talking about down the road, Jeff.
No, it's not even that, Trendsetter.
Let me finish my point here, okay?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
if they're going to do that, then it gives the opportunity that they could possibly be a potential, not only second, but bide in time for that number one spot. Because you know why? You have that mainstream notoriety, as you talked about before. But ultimately, you finally kind of put your stamp at what you are in a company in terms of MJF and all these other wrestlers saying they want to be the staple of this company for the next 25 years. You would, in my opinion, guarantee your 25 years if you did a move like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about the future. It's short term. It's going to get you media attention. It's going to get you notoriety. It's going to kind of hurt the WWE. And it'll be the first shot, the first true legitimate shot that AEW fires at WWE, because basically the whole Wednesday Night War hasn't really been anything really that competitive. AEW has outclassed them, outshined them. It's NXT. It's a third brand. But if they're going to really fire that salvo at WWE, this would be it. I don't think it really matters if that person wants to come over to from WWE over here. It really doesn't matter because they're not Brock Lesnar. No matter who's thinking about jumping over to AEW, they're not freaking Brock Lesnar. If you're talking about Matt Cardona, if you're talking about somebody else, a second tier person, fine. There's nobody on Brock Lesnar's level, so no one should be looking at Brock Lesnar saying, "Oh, he's successful. I can get in there." No.
That's not the point I made.
Yeah,
the point I made, Jeff, is that the fact that if he brings more mainstream media, then people will be like, I don't need to go to WWE now to get that mainstream that I want, because now people will be watching AEW regardless of Brock Lesnar's there anymore. If Brock Lesnar signs a 2-year or 3-year contract, by the time he is done and long gone, retired, and enjoying his isolation somewhere in Canada, people will already be tuning into AEW. And so people will be like, you know what? I don't need to go to WWE anymore. I can literally now go to AEW because they've established themselves. That's the point I was trying to make.
Plus, if Brock Lesnar came back to WWE, who's going to fight again? Roman Reigns? And it doesn't work. No. Brock Lesnar can come here to AEW and be fresh matches against a Lance Archer, Brian Cage, all these kind of matches against John Moxley. Maybe do it the right way this time.
Chris Jericho. Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that one, so I didn't want to leave out Chris Jericho. A lot of talking back and forth.
That would be the main one. That would be
the main one right there, Trendsetter. So a lot of stuff going on, and it adds legitimacy, because as much as I love Kenny, as much as I love Cody, as much as I love these guys, you know, you think, oh, Brock's a WWE guy. This is legit. So if you put like it adds legitimacy to your stars. It stamps them. Let's be honest.
It does.
So whatever you pay Brock, it pays you over 5 times what you're going to get from Brock. If Tony Khan wants to do it, he's shipping away people from Jacksonville, from the Jaguars, because they want a tank for Trevor. Here you go. Be all in. Say what you say. Be all in or all out. Sign freaking Brock Lesnar if it's possible. If you can do it, do it. And I swear to you, you will be the talk of the wrestling world this weekend and going forward.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to see that damn mess of a retribution. You know what I mean? No one wants to see a freaking Seth Rollins and Dominic Mysterio. They suck. No one wants to see, no one wants to see Randy Orton versus Edge for the 100th time. You know, no one wants to see the Hurt Business. People want to see Brock Lesnar. Maybe Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman, but no one wants to see anything else except Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. And, you know, the guys, and that's it. You know, Jeff kind of put the nail right there in terms of the show, because that is it. You guys have listened to our AEW Dynamite recap leading into, obviously, us giving us predictions for AEW All Out, which is this Saturday, guys. Hope you guys enjoy it. Enjoy your Labor Day as weekend as best you possibly can. You know, we're not in Chicago, but, Jeff, we're there in spirit in terms, although it's not in Chicago, but yet our spirit is in Chicago, because that's where it should be, and hopefully we'll be there next year down the road. So for the High Spot Podcast, this is the HSP Dynamite AEW Recap Show. For the trend, for me and myself, the trendsetter, Brian Berga, he is the scoundrel, Jeff Martin. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Enjoy it. Enjoy All Out. Make sure you talk about it and make sure you shoot us messages on social media so we can, guys, can get your reactions. Is that what we want? Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms as well. Follow us on YouTube and anywhere else where podcasts are and content coming out in the near future for us, guys. Thank you so much. Catch us the next time on the High Spot Podcast. We'll be coming out pretty soon. And just remember, guys, we do this for one reason and one reason only. If you haven't figured that out by now, summer's almost over, so I guess I'll remind you during the fall. We do this for you, the crew.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.